I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida woman pulled a gun on a fellow shopper who cut in front of her in line at a grocery store. That's not cool. The suspect was in the checkout line, you know, just doing the thing right there. And, okay, I got that item, got that one. And then she's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I forgot an item. Listen, I feel bad for when people forget an item, but are they allowed to go back and hold up the line?
That's always me.
But are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I do it.
I don't think so. Unless it's like right there, I think you have to leave the item behind, check out.
Are you kidding me?
So you're telling me I've got to wait for you.
Halfway through, when you have half of your stuff.
Maybe if you're halfway through, but if all of your items have been scanned, which that takes long enough it is, and they have to bag it up. If you're like, oh, I forgot milk, and milk's way in the back of the store.
Right, then you say, yeah.
Everybody's supposed to wait on you for forgetting. I feel bad you forgot it, but that's not my problem.
Well, Joe, I'm sorry about it, but you decided to get behind me in line, so that was your fault.
It does. Oh, man, remind me. And we live near each other. I hope that never happens. So the two argued because the woman wanted to cut her spot back in line. Uh-huh. The clerk let her, like you're
right,
trying to
like
pull off.
You're supposed to.
No, you're not. Let her back in. And then outside, the woman that got cut in front of him pulled out a gun and was like, hey, don't ever do that again or something. I guess she was mad. So cops were called. They ended up tracking the woman down, and they charged her with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. I'm like, wait. She didn't shoot.
Yeah, attempted kill is a little aggressive. And also, this stuff always happens in Florida.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's why they call
always Florida.
WTF, what the Florida? Let's go to Illinois. An intoxicated man in Illinois was so mad for being locked out of Burger King because, well, it was closed that he decided to strip off all of his clothing and he ended up punching a cop. Let me explain exactly when it went down. Employees called the cops when a man was standing outside the drive-thru window. Hey, I want to order some food. To be fair, I wish we could do walk-ups, by the way, at drive-thrus, but yeah. I get why we can't. And they're like, dude, we're closed, plus, no, you're not in a car. We can't serve you, but we're closed. So he did that. He pounded, and then eventually they called the cops. And when the cops got there, the man stripped naked, and he sat on the curb. So I guess that was his way of being defeated.
I just don't know why people strip naked. I feel like this has been like a reoccurring thing.
I don't know. I do like to take my clothing off, but usually alcohol's involved. Like
right.
I had a Super Bowl one time when I was just in my underwear. It got a little uncomfortable, but
okay. Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe that's why nobody comes to my parties anymore here at work. But yeah, the cop tried to talk to the man, calm him down. Mm-hmm. He punched the cop. So obviously they subdued the guy and arrested him and put clothing on him. He was charged for public indecency, resisting a cop, an aggravated battery. And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show, going back to Florida. And this
course.
Is just, come on, guys. Not that I root for criminals, but it's just common sense. I know if you want to sag pants and that's the look that you go for and your buddies go for, that's what you got to do. But when you're committing a crime, you have to be able to get away, right?
You have to wear a belt when you are committing a crime. You need to be able to run.
I'm sorry if that ruined your street cred, but you have to do it.
You have to, or else you're not going to get away. Then I don't feel bad for you getting like locked up.
A Florida man running from the cops was arrested when his pants fell down to the ground. Best song ever, by the way, from American Idol. Go in your mouth, head turn sideways, and hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat. Pants on the ground, everybody.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool
with your pants on the ground.
Go in your mouth, head turn sideways, and hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat.
This guy was like the William Hung, but his songs were easier to understand. General Larry Platt right there, if you want to find him on YouTube. Yeah, the guy crashed into another vehicle. He hit a power pole and a fence in a barber shop as he drove away from police. The guy eventually got out of his truck, but was caught quickly when his pants fell to the ground.
Hate to see it.
Oh, man. His charges include leaving the scene of an incident, fleeing and eluding and resisting arrest. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Go in your mouth, head turn sideways, pants hit the ground.